People versus LeBlanc. Okay, it was a criminal case. Yeah.
Do you remember
gillnet fishing?
Yeah, that was it. And the question that this thing focused on was basically, you go 100 and some years back, was treaty rights.
Mm-hmm.
And my recollection was that you expressed yourself at that time with some conviction as to whether treaty rights in the setting of deciding such matters as the economic benefit of a tribe for, well, what, hundreds of years, should be treated like a principle embedded in stone. That is, who knows? Well, I'm getting way off.
Well, you've had the advantage of some refreshing on that, and
yeah,
I haven't. And
that's
I just don't recall what the. I remember the title, because I knew an Indian named LeBlanc. It didn't happen to be the same one, but so I do remember the title, but I don't recall the theories of that case. And
one of the situations that strikes me that's rather not quite unique, but comparatively so, with respect to your service on the court, is you have spent a lot of time before and after in the active, aggressive practice of law, not slip and fall cases and that sort of thing, but you've been all over the lot, as I understand it. And I just wondered if you had any thoughts about the functioning of the courts from the standpoint of the busy practitioner. And this gets into such things as delay, backlog, introducing, as I think you did, you mentioned earlier, the new issues that are not argued. And the court comes up and says, well, here, we've figured this thing out. Here's the answer that you didn't ask us.
Mm-hmm.
I just wondered, if you must have some convictions about the court's role in the...
Well, if a court... You have a couple of different things. The trial courts are the courts that ought to move with alacrity. They ought to get decisions made. I think that there are some very fine people, brilliant people perhaps, serving on courts who lack one essential element that a judge, in my opinion, ought to have, and that is the ability to make a decision, to get something decided, right or wrong, to get it decided. Now, I'm talking about the trial court level. If you make the assumption that these are basically honest people trying to do what they perceive to be the right thing to do, then I think society is materially benefited if they get the decisions made and get them out and move on to other things. Now, my belief is that most of the decisions that are made are correct. In those minority of situations in which a party feels aggrieved by the decision that's made, the appellate process is there. The appellate process allows for a little bit more thoughtful deliberation, perhaps. But almost by definition, that applies to a fewer number of cases. Except for criminal appeals, and you and I both know, there are lots of criminal cases that aren't appealed. Although the courts of record and the courts that are published, you think that all criminal cases are appealed because they so far outnumber the civil. But that isn't true. So I think that the trial court should get decisions made and get them out. And I don't know how you're going to do it. I have in mind a federal judge in the Western District of Michigan whom I knew well. Wonderful guy. Bright, honest, upright. Couldn't make a decision if it meant his life. I mean, it was just terrible. And held things up for 2 and 3 years until finally either the parties resolved the matter or else he was forced eventually to make a decision. And that is very bad stuff.
And is there something amiss in the mechanics of bringing a case to trial that accounts for those many cases where you get to the courthouse steps after an agonizing preliminary over many months or a year and a half, and on the morning the trial is to begin, the case is settled? What does that tell us about whether the system of, let's call it the justice system, thinking of course of the trial, of course, is working, or maybe even the practice of law? Is there something amiss when this happens with the frequency that it seems to happen? Or is this about as good a way as anybody's ever figured out, even though it...
Well, I don't know, Roger. It's a better system than the lance and the mace, I guess. We used to historically resolve some things on the field of combat, and the winner in a physical combat won was the victor on the issues that were involved. And this is, I suspect, a helpful refinement on that. And while it's not perfect, perhaps it's not perfect because the people involved aren't perfect, and you're not going to do anything about that in your lifetime. So I think there are abuses of the process. I think that, unfortunately, there are lawyers whose financial interests are served by creating delays, by make work projects for their clients. And I would hope that sometime something would happen that would be changed, but I don't know that it is going to, realistically.
Have you paid any attention to the new creation just coming into focus of the legislature that is called, I think, the Commission of the Courts of the 21st Century or something like that? A big, large number of people being put on a commission. What do you see coming out of something like that? Or is this just...
I don't know.
What's your opinion?
I don't know. I guess I'm a little bit cynical about commissions, although, and I've served on some. I've served on some study commissions that I thought were helpful. I have served on other study commissions that I thought were a waste of time. But I have to say to you, in all honesty, that the results for the public good as between one group and the other isn't a great deal different. I don't know what to expect. I don't expect much. But it is not an impossibility that something positive will come out of all of this, and I would certainly hope that that's the case.